Okay, and I'll formally declare the meeting open. If you would please, Mr. Allison. Yeah, Claire.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hello there. Packed up and going home. Okay, thanks, Neil.
Australians, oh, let us rejoice, for we are young and free.
Councillor Mager.
Let our civic administration be marked with the seal of thy approval. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. On behalf of Council, I acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay our respects to our elders past and present. Thank you, councillors. There's no apologies. Are there any declarations of interest?
Yes. Mr. Mayor, I've got one. In relation to page 30, the Direct Communities Program, in regards to the Amateur Progress Association.
Okay, thank you. No further declarations? Okay, we'll move on to confirmation of the minutes held on the meetings of the 17th of December. Someone like to move the acceptance of those? Please, councillors, Councillor Peer, Councillor Baker. For any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put those, all those in favour. Against, carry. And I will just reaffirm to councillors that today's proceedings are being recorded. We now need to move into closed council. Could I have a procedural motion to that effect? Councillor Murphy, Councillor Maiden. I'll put that, all those in favour. Against, carry. Are we all in the closed section business paper?
Yep.
Just while we're getting in, could I ask all staff to leave the meeting? If you would, please. Move into open session. Councillor Walker, Councillor Mottler, put that, all those in favour. Against, carried. Right, our councillors, now we need to find the open business paper, don't we? Welcome, Delvin. Do you want the lounge chair or a solid chair? Right. Okay, we'll move on to the business paper. The first thing there is that just a merriment on what I've been up to. The dates are a bit out of whack, but that was me playing with it and really not fixing it. Bear with me. So if there's no questions in regard to that, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against, carried. Classification of land, of target country building, recommendation left from the General Manager.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I think it's pretty straightforward. Just put the recommendation in, it's good.
Thanks, Mr. Meeves.
I'll move that.
Councillor Peart, do I have a seconder? Councillor Mockler. I'll put that, all those in favour. Against, carried. A by-election exemption. Recommendation that that report be noted. Moved by Councillor Walker, seconded by Councillor Mudford. There's no further discussion. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. new policy, staff uniforms. I'll have to be careful. That it's just been so well accepted in the community, hasn't it? The uniforms and the presentation of our staff. We've read that draft uniform policy. So I'd like to move the adoption of it. Thanks, Councillor Baker. Seconded, Councillor Naden. No further discussion. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
It's carried. Review of other policies. The alcohol and drugs, the donations policy, and there is an increase there of $1,000 to the Historical Society on an annual basis, street trading and UV exposure and sun protection, which has been diluted because of the uniform policy. And the recommendation there on page 11 that the various changes be adopted. Councillor Mudford, do I have a second? And Councillor Naden. Any further discussion on that? I'll put all those in favour. Yes, carried.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, can you explain the UV exposure, deleting the policy? Why was the uniform?
Yeah, the uniform policy picked up on that. A lot with the broad brimmed hats and the other things in there.
And through you, Mr. Mayor, we haven't diluted the policy in any way.
No.
We've just combined them. Councillor Pearce.
Thank you.
Yes, sorry.
Funding options for the depot upgrade. As we're aware, councillors, we have borrowed $2 million on what will be. $4 million job, and Mr. Alchin and our finance minister, McAnally Owen, have done some sums for us there. Mr. Alchin's just gone out to get a printout of an email Mr. Alchin sent him this afternoon. Mr. McAnally sent him this afternoon. The first table there in the report outlines our current debt service ratio, and council's policy is 5% within each fund. And the whole report's about the additional amount of money we need to borrow for the depot project, or how we fund that additional work for the depot project. Not included in this report, but confirmed in the quarterly budget review, is the fact that the proceeds from the sale of our one share in Southern Farms, $700,000, has been finalised, and those funds are in our bank account. There was discussion at the previous meeting that we could use those funds as part of the depot upgrade, and so reduce our borrowings from, at this stage, we need a total additional funding of $1.467 million.
So that doesn't take into account the 600 in the solid funds?
No, no. So if we allocate 600 odd, whatever it is.
785
from Southern Farms, we're back down to another under a mill we'd be borrowing.
It'd be less than $800,000 we'd be borrowing.
We'd be borrowing $681.
Right.
If we put the $784 out of Southern Farms.
If we take the $785 off the $1.467 that we're currently looking at borrowing, we come back to $681. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I didn't have it in front.
Yes. The effect of that is on our debt service ratio within general fund, it brings it back. It's only a minimal change in our debt service ratio, in all honesty.
We'd be able to do something better with the 785,000.
That's the discussion. I'd love this motion to reflect?
I don't know. Look, I'm just sort of trying to feel everyone out, I suppose, really.
Well, we've got a few little overruns.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, coming at us for various reasons.
Our budget position in this quarterly budget review is not brilliant.
And the other thing that I bear in mind is if we have a deficit in general fund this year, we have no ability to put any funds in reserves. So we might have had something highlighted this year in our capital works that we don't do, and we decide we want to put that in the reserves next year. If we've got a deficit, you can't do it. You've got to be able to fund those transfers to reserves.
Mr. Mayor, can I ask you a question then? Would it be not appropriate that for now we proceed forward with borrowing the 1.4 and we put the $785,000 out of Southern Phones into reserves until
the August, subject to the August budget?
Yeah, until we have a bit of a look at what happens at 30 June.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to just wipe it off the debt on the depot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, money there, but we're very fortunate to receive this summer phase. And you want
to. Right. Well, there's a recommendation there from Mr. Rolton, which pays no heed to Southern Fire. And that, I think, was what Councillor Walker was alluding to.
Am I correct? Can I just ask a question to Mr. Mann, to Mr. Elton? When would we need to complete the loan application with T-Corp? Would it need to be completed before 30 June in relation to the 1.467 for the borrowings? Would it need to be completed by June?
The actual borrowings?
Yeah.
If that's in this year's borrowings that we've indicated to T-Corp, the answer's yes. But we can always, with T-Corp, we could always decline.
Well, I acknowledge Councillor Mudford's presenting.
We don't want to debate it now. What I want to do is get a resolution.
Okay, well, I'm happy to put
you were moving that resolution. And a point two was along the lines of that Southern Phone proceeds be placed in reserves and consideration being given to its utilisation at the after the 30th of June.
We can either not borrow the money and pay it off the debt, but at the same time, if we've got a deficit position, we might need to use the 785.
Right. So would you like to, are you happy with that wording up there?
Yeah, I am.
Right, would you like to move that way?
I'm happy about that.
Could I have a second,
Yes, you got
it. Councillor. And that now facilitates debate. So do you wish to speak to that motion further?
Well, I acknowledge Councillor Mudford's point, but where I'm at is at the moment, let's set the money aside, let's come back and have a look at it in 30 June or after 30 June. If we've got a deficit budget position at June and we don't have the ability to put money in reserves, we've got that up our sleeve to be able to do that. And I think that's really important to be able to work forward. I think while we've got the ability to borrow money at 2.08% of TEEK, or we may have not to, yes, it is putting us into some debt, but I look at the depot and I think it's a very much an intergenerational project. The depot is going to be there for the next 30 to 50, 80 years. And to put ourselves into a little bit of debt over 15 years to pay that off, I think smart borrowing.
I think it was.
Okay, sorry, Councillor. Yeah. Are there any speakers against? Councillor Mudd, would you like to speak against that motion?
Well, I was just thought about it. It's been a lot of money was over the first budget. It's a way of reducing a bit. Councillor Walker's applicant case, money is cheap.
Okay. Are there any further speakers, Paul? Yeah, okay. Any further against? If not, we'll formalise this. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, raise your right hand. All those against, carried. Thank you, councillors. We move on to the quarterly budget review. So how do we handle this, councillors? Is anyone any notes that they'd like to refer to? I just got one point there. In regard to, where was it? Other waste money, 1401 or whatever, 1411 on page 20, where there's $6,180 less expense, and it's referred to in there as the scrap steel project's not running this year. I understood that that was an undertaking we gave when we close the rural tips, that we would continue with the scrap steel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it hasn't run for a number of years, the projects.
Well, I've been asleep. But we've, last financial year, we gave out funds for scrap steel to community goods, didn't we?
So do we actually have any money available within environmental services from the sale of our steel that would be available to the community grant?
So 3 years of effort, that allocation is still in the current budget, so that's success.
Yeah.
I think, Mr. Mayor, when Lindsay and I spoke about this, this sort of fund, and I can speak to this because I was involved in it when it first started up, was really designed to help those community groups do their dogs and sauces, those little things, that little projects that were around. The Drought Communities program has sort of eased a bit of that, the interest, I suppose, or the need for this. So that's sort of, there's a bigger bucket of money. So whether there's a need for that, and that's generally where our conversation was focused on, whether there was a need for this under the current budgetary constraints.
Mr. Mayor, was easy for the farmers to deliver their scrap metal wire or anything to the local tip for a certain arbitrary to bring it into town. So encourage people to recycle steel. It's pretty difficult to bring it to town. That's the way it is.
Yeah, it might be a byproduct of the rationalisation. Okay, so there's a lot of variations in there, councillors. Vivian, and the state roads one we covered on earlier, just in our general discussions. So we go through, and the budget is under challenge from an underfront. And then on page 28 there, is that subject to any decisions, the document be adopted. So at this stage, we're accepting all the variations within that. And that's moved by Councillor Walker. Could I have a seconder? Councillor Mockler. There's no further discussion. I'll put that. All those in favour? Against? Carried. The operational plan and view to 30th of December.
3 years, Mr. Mayor. I do apologise. That was only circulated today, the attachment.
Yeah, it's something that's so important to us. We really need to.
For 2021, Mr. Mayor, we will be having a full review of the operational plan to try and streamline it a bit to make it a more user-friendly document for councils.
Yeah.
So the next term of council will definitely get the benefit of that.
It's good to hear. Okay, so I want to move the adoption of the operational plan. Councillor Peard, Councillor Wrigley, I'll put that. All those in favour? Yes, carry. I'll ask Councillor Walker to leave the room, which he has. And as the report suggests there, this is one that's come up for response sooner rather than later. And what it's asking is that we do include Black Dog Ride at Dharmatry on Saturday week, or fortnight, as a part of our objection submission.
Move that.
Right, okay, thanks. Moved by Councillor Peart.
Welcome, God.
Do I have a second? Councillor Mudford.
Very good.
Is there any further discussion?
Thank you all.
You've got the easy goal. Sorry, Councillor. Is there any further discussion on that issue?
Yeah, can I just add for a minute? Several years ago, I tried to get a mental health first aid course approved for the staff and was sort of fobbed off. This only goes to prove the community awareness that mental health has a stigma, and I do believe this is a fundraiser, but I still believe, as a councillor, our staff should be entitled to get funded for a mental health first aid. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Councillor Baker, we do have an employee assistance program where employees can access, okay, that they're there to help them.
So just my view on that, Councillor Baker, if there's something you're keen to promote.
I've tried.
Have another crack. Question for next meeting. There's a good starting point. I'll put that resolution there on page 31 of the business paper, councillors, in regard to the Black Dog Ride. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. Would you invite Councillor Walker back in? The Economic Development Committee vacancy following the resignation of Councillor Johnson from Council. If no one wants to put their hand up, we'll struggle through till the end of this term, and then the new Council will need to review their committee.
Mr. Mayor, I think I'm actually on that committee, and I'd like to just have a little bit of a discussion. Probably afternoon, maybe Mr. Elchin, at the actual meeting day, might be able to make it more of an effort to be able to help serve someone.
Okay, okay. Right. I just need a resolution now that we determine not to fill Councillor Johnson's vacancy unless a councillor is desirous of such an outcome. Thank you, Councillor Mockler. Which council do not take action to fill the vacancy. Left by Councillor Johnson. Okay, someone like to move that? That was moved by Councillor Mockler, seconded by Councillor Wrigley. I'll put all those in favour. Yes, carried. The local strategic planning statement and the recommendation there after our workshop councillors along the lines of councillors have input through the Director of Environmental Services. We've got a typist. The councillors have input. Put via the Director of Environmental Services. In regard to possible changes to the document as presented. In a reworked document be presented to the March 2020 council meeting. Bearing in mind we've all given an undertaking to have something by Friday week.
Excuse me, I've proposed a slight change to that, the Director of Planning and Environment.
Sorry, environment.
Yeah,
and environment, sorry. I don't know why you changed the name of the engineer. So, councillors, we've got a recommendation. We've got a recommendation. Would someone like to move that way? Councillor Mockler, Councillor Walker, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. The drought extension rose to recovery program. And this is really good support, isn't it, from this local government. The allocation of that $439,000 to the Berrabor Green Road in accordance with our staff's determined priority. Someone like to move that way? Councillor Mudford, do I have a seconder? Councillor Peard. There's no further discussion on that. I'll put that. All those in favour? Yes, carried. Committee meetings for adoption. There's the two. There's the Aged Care and the Disability Services Committee.
And can I ask a question? In the aged care, you've had a presentation on the failings or the issues with aged care, the problems that can arise. Did you have a...
Oh, sorry, that was a podcast.
Podcast, yeah. Have you still got that, or who's got that?
Yeah, that was... It's on the system and it's available for any council.
It's on council's website.
I can send that to you as an email.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the Disability Services Committee,
yep.
We discussed the fact that the Bathurst Return and Earn is now giving cash payment for Gilgandra's cans and bottles.
Yeah, through Kalginda.
Yeah, so yep. How is that reflecting? Where do we see that?
In the budget or?
In the budget.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, on page 44 there is the recommendation of those minutes, committee minutes be adopted. Have someone move that way, Councillor Naden, Councillor Mudford. No further questions on those committees, I'll put all those in favour. It's carried. Meetings for notation. That was the interagency meeting held on the 30th of January, which I might add, ex-Councillor Johnson, as a Bernardo's employee, still chairs. That's part of the Bernardo's role. With the recommendation that they be noted on page 49, someone move that. Councillor Peard, Councillor Baker, I'll put that. All those in favour. Carried. Reports for information and notation. cash and bank and account balances, investments, statement of balances. We've doubled up there, by the way. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. It's good to see there are a number of those that are dealt with in today's meeting.
We've got Lindsay here. Can we ask the fire damage building? Lindsay, what's that happening there?
Yes, really, Mr. Mayor. Basically, we've got a report back from the solicitors giving us a number of options, which the big issue at the moment is the greater bank still has the title and the mortgage on the title deed, and they're in a position where they're going to try and sell the property and claim insurance on their mortgage. So our recommendation from the solicitors is basically do nothing and put some notices on the rates of water. So we can go to court and try and reclaim our debt through the court system.
Yeah.
But the guy, you'd be struggling to get your money, so you'd be throwing money, good money out the bank.
We might have a report back on this in close,
councillors. Councillors, there's the development applications there. The processing tolerance for December and January. And a recommendation on the bottom page 59 that those reports be noted. A couple of Councillor Moffa, Councillor Baker, I'll put that all those in favour. That's carried. Basically, a category B correspondence, that be noted. So I'll recommend that way. That was St Joseph School, Mrs Wilson, and Warren Mungle Shire. Thanks, Councillor Naden. Councillor Mudford, I'll put that all those in favour. Thanks, Gary.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I want to just miss something. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. I'll just talk there or ask for an update in regards to item 2616, which is industrial subdivision stormwater, ponds industrial subdivision. When we actually completed that, like it says here, that all owners have now signed with solicitors to formalise it. I thought that was all wrapped up.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it was only wrapped up recently.
Okay.
There was one owner that still hadn't signed until recently.
Yeah, right.
It's good to see that finalised from the legal point of view. Okay, councillors. Being 5:15, I'll now declare the meeting closed. Thank you.